Welcome back to the Soda Pop Podcast. This is episode 15 of season 2. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening. Today we have the amazing Dr. Brown with us again. How are you doing, Dr. Brown?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, honestly. I'm ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think I'm in need of a break right now. Had quite a busy semester.
Yeah, that's me too. So I mean, it's going to be a nice break to have. Today, why don't we start off, like, why don't you give us a little review of how the semester has been for the SOTA program so far?
Yeah, I think we've had a lot of new developments within the School of the Arts, which have allowed us to be able to provide better opportunities for our students. Some of these is the launch of the Tuscumbia Arts Initiative, which is the renovation of the old water treatment plant. And with that initiative, we're looking to maybe facilitate some maker spaces. Our interior architecture and design students are actively designing that space as part of their class project, which has been wonderful. Our UNA bands have been successful. They did one of their best shows at the Bands of America competition just a couple weeks ago. And that was a wonderful representation of what we're doing here. The theater program continues to grow. Their show, Waiting for Godot, just closed yesterday. And it was phenomenal. The cast was really in tune to their characters, and there was a lot of development, and we had a guest director with Professor James brought in, I thought was wonderful as well. Our cinematic arts program continues to bud. They're looking at a new curriculum, which the Bachelor of Fine Arts was approved at the college level, and now we're going up to the university curriculum level, so that was a good development. So we've had a lot of different things that are happening in all of our disciplines, visual art and design, cinematic arts and theater, and music.
All right, and so speaking of the theater program, they have one more show coming up, December 6th, 7th, and 8th, being It's a Wonderful Life. But before we get into that, we have this CREATE scholarship that you've kind of come up with and done all that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, CREATE stands for Communities Reaching Every Artist Through Education. And it is a partnership with the Franklin County Chamber of Commerce. And what we're looking to do there is to provide opportunities, funding opportunities for students who necessarily don't have to major in the arts, but just be in an artistic discipline here within the University of North Alabama who are from Franklin County. And what students can do is provide for funding opportunities for things outside that a normal scholarship would cover. So if they need help with additional books, if they need help with a new car battery, if they need help with groceries, that we're able to help provide that funding for them. What students will need to do is just present a budget of their proposed expenditure. The committee will review that budget and then allocate or award funding based on availability and need. And students will, after they make their purchase for whatever that they apply for, they will need to provide receipts of purchase for that to the committee, so verify that funds did go exactly for what they specified in their budget proposal.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I know that being a college student myself, a scholarship like that would help a lot, especially with like things that my normal scholarships wouldn't pay for.
Yeah,
which is really cool. I think that's a big idea. And it started with the Franklin County Schools. Why Franklin County Schools?
Yeah, Franklin County, Russellville City Schools. When we first started at School of the Arts, we met with all the Chamber of Commerce and find out to say, can you tell us a little about the demographic of your areas, economic need, student need? What do you need? And we found out that in that area, that there was a strong need for financial assistance for people to pursue higher education beyond just the immediate region. And what we did find out is that there is a high amount of poverty in that county, and that we think that we can help combat that with this type of fund.
So do you want to see it kind of spread to other systems as well?
Yes. The idea right now is to have a pilot program in Franklin County with Pinckney County Schools and Russellville City Schools. And then if that goes well, expand it, that same model, and partner with other Chamber of Commerce in different regions. And so that's the objective right now for CREATE. And with our production of It's a Wonderful Life, we're Professor James has been gracious enough to donate all proceeds from that show to the CREATE Fund. And he is from Franklin County, so that makes it all the more special.
Mm-hmm. And that's at the Bay Tree Theater in Red Bay, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a great theater. It's wonderful, intimate theater. They've been gracious enough to allow us to be able to present that in that space at no charge, and we're very appreciative of that, so that all of the funding can go directly to students.
Yeah, and you just spoke of Professor Charlton. He's been a pretty big key in this. Was this encore performance, was it his idea, and does it, like, how does it all connect? I know you talked about funding, but does it have, like, a deeper meaning as well?
Yeah, I think, it's all interwoven together. He talked about doing a reprising It's a Wonderful Life because it was such a success. And I said, well, hey, you know, how about we look at doing it in your home county? Mm-hmm. And, you know, from there he was very, very receptive to that idea. And from there we took it and said, you know, let's find some venues to be able to present this and use that ticket proceeds to go back in. So for him, yeah, it is personal because that is his hometown, and he does know the students who leave that area and what they're capable of doing. Mm-hmm. And the school system there is wonderful and supportive in helping students meet those objectives. But if we at UNA can help them even further, to help them even more to further their career endeavors, why wouldn't we?
Right. Mm-hmm. And I know, like I said, funding is a big part of this scholarship, and this is like the big funding project for this semester.
It is.
Is there like another project that we'll have that'll be funding it for the spring semester as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, we're going to have two events. This is the first one. The second one will be a solo voice recital by me. I am going to do a recital of American song and spirituals. And that program is in February. I don't know the exact date off the top of my head when we're doing that. But we are doing that in February, and I'm going to present a solo recital and hopefully take donations. That one will not be a paid event. One of the local churches has been gracious enough to open up their doors for us to do that. And that won't just be a donations event. And we're hoping that those donations will be enough to get us our first round of, funding opportunities for the fall 20 semester.
And for those of you who have never seen Dr. Brown, you're in for a treat if you go to that performance. So definitely go check it out. That's next semester. I'm sure we'll be talking about it again on here. So, but with the end of this CREATE part of the podcast, when do you think will be the proposed date for this award to be finalized?
Yeah, we're looking for in July to have the final tally of the funding for that year. And then we're hoping to start to solicit applications in August to be able to start to vet some students, and then start to award thereafter as soon as the beginning of the semester starts.
Mm-hmm. And I do know this takes a lot of work and a lot of behind the scenes things to work.
It does. You know, I just want to say I would like to thank the School of the Arts staff, also faculty and staff, to be able to allow us to be able to pursue this endeavor. Of course, our administration and always supporting any endeavor and idea we have within SOTA. Also, Cassie Medley and her office staff have been wonderful in allowing us to be able to get into that area to be able to present opportunities. I'm meeting with some of the principals and school leaders there next week. And with that meeting, we're hoping to be able to talk about future endeavors and how we propose the life of CREATE and how we keep it going for years to come.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was about to ask as well. Like, I know we have these events that are going to be funding just the very start of it, but it's going to keep needing to be, you know, it's not, you can't fund it and then stop.
It is, exactly. It needs ongoing support.
So that's what I was wondering if maybe we were going to have more shows towards
We will. Actually, we're probably start some more planning the end of this coming semester in May to talk about the next year and what we're going to do. So, like I said, if you are interested in donating to this cause, you can email us at arts@una.edu. It is a tax-deductible gift, and every ounce of funding that you contribute goes directly to the student. There is no hidden fees, no administrative costs, or anything like that. It all goes back to the students.
And how do you think that this scholarship being available, once it is available, how do you think it'll help those students, both who are already here in the School of the Arts programs, and maybe those who this could sway to come and be a part of UNA?
I think with that, it could, what it does is allow them to realize their dreams and make them become realities. I tend to think that life is surrounded by possibilities, and from those possibilities, we're able to form concrete ideals, goals, and also attaining those goals. And I think with this funding opportunity, we're giving students another leg up to allow them to reach those goals. As you may know, that working while you are in the educational setting can be quite difficult. Yes. And that work-student and work-study balance can be difficult. And what we're trying to do is help alleviate that burden more so students can realize that their objective in higher education is to be a student. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to help them with that.
And that's a really great idea. And I think that being with this scholarship, I think that it's definitely going to help, and it's definitely probably one of the best ideas that I've heard, throughout my time here. So it's a pretty big thing. But if you do remember, he said that, if you have inquiries about donating, email us at arts@una.edu. Definitely, if you want to, go ahead. I mean, we could use all the help we can get with this.
Yeah.
Go to It's a Wonderful Life. The dates are December 6th, 7th, and 8th. The 6th and the 7th, it'll be at 7:30, and the 8th, it'll be at 2 o'clock.
Tickets are on sale now. You can go to the School of the Arts website to find that ticket information. And I do say that if you are interested in doing, please purchase your tickets early, as we will have limited seating.
Mm-hmm. And does this show have free student tickets as well? I know we've had, for our past couple ones, we've had
free tickets. Yeah, this one does not, because we are using it as a fundraising opportunity, but we are... that's something that we need to mention. Students, if you don't know, there are certain events that student engagement, we have partnered with them this year to offer free student, over 1,700 student tickets to School of the Arts events. If you have questions about that or need to know more information, again, call our office, 256-765-4559, or email us at arts@una.edu, and we can give you more information about that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you can come by, too, and we'll also be able to help you, as long as it's within our hours.
Yep, exactly.
But definitely go check it out. It's at the Bay Tree Theater in Red Bay. So go see it. It's great. It had a great outcome last year. I know so many people enjoyed it. I'm pretty sure it was sold out. So definitely go check it out. And don't miss it, because this Create Scholarship is going to be, it's a big thing that we've been working on. So definitely support the scholarship and Dr. Brown and helping this go to his performance in the spring.
Yeah, I'll promise not to sing poorly. If I know that you're coming, I'll promise I'll program something special for you.
But we definitely want to thank you for coming and being a part of this.
Of course. Soda Pop is very near and dear to my heart, and it's grown. We're episode 15 here out of 2 seasons, and look forward to the many, many years to come.
Mm-hmm. And this was kind of your idea in the first place, so it's definitely, it's probably super, it's a really proud moment, because I know we're almost double the amount of episodes we had last year at this time, so I think we had a later start, so I think we had maybe around 7-8 episodes, and we're at 15 for the second season, which we started, so that's a little bit crazy, so that's double what we've done this semester than what we did the first semester. So it's pretty big.
And I think we cover you all, I tell you, do a great job in covering a wide array of happenings within our community and our campus.
I do know so far we have had at least one episode from every aspect of the School of the Arts and even some outside. So it's been pretty great. We had President Kitz on here.
Which was a great episode, by the way. You all did a wonderful job with that.
That was a big one. That was a little nerve-wracking, but it's not every day you get to talk with the president of the university.
So. That's right.
But that was a great episode, and that was a really good opportunity, as well as like even these episodes where we have you on. Although we get to see you a lot more than everybody else, it's still a pretty big opportunity.
Well, I'm happy to be a part of any time I can. I love soda pop. Love it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, go check out all of our social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We have all of them. Check out all of our UNA School of the Arts pages. Definitely. All of our programs within Cinematic Arts and Theater. Go check out our gallery page as well. We have an awesome exhibit in there right now.
We do.
So,
and we have some great things coming in the spring. I call it Lineage with Professor Benson. It'll be his father and his brother, and they're all presenting in all three galleries. That's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. So, yeah, we have some good things coming up.
And I do want to remind you guys that this is our last episode this semester. So it's been a treat. It's been real nice. Thank you guys for listening. And like we said in two episodes ago, was Lainey's final episode. So we thank her a lot for being a part of this.
Yeah, Lainey.
But she'll be moving on into the quote unquote real world. So she'll be doing her thing.
It was phenomenal, and Waiting for Godot as well.
Yeah, she's been a big part of this too. It takes a lot of work behind the scenes, so definitely want to thank her. Our first episode for next semester will be on January 15th. That's when we'll be releasing it. And that's where we'll be introducing our new co-host as well. We're in the process of selecting who that co-host will be. But we definitely want to thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a great Christmas break, Thanksgiving break. Whenever you're listening to this, I think I'll be posting it after Thanksgiving, but good Christmas break. Thank you guys for joining us and being a part of this. We've grown immensely since day one, so I definitely want to thank you for that. But definitely, if you haven't listened to our past episodes, listen to those too. I think this is our third one with Dr. Brown, so go listen to all of those too. It's always really good to have him.
Yeah, I'll see what I can come up with for our next episode.
So thank you guys for listening or watching, and we'll see you guys next semester.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.